Right. Okay, now Eli was a priest in the temple. He was very old, okay? There we go. And he had, show everyone, there we go. He had a lovely Gandalf beard, okay? All right, so he was very old. And he would, as he was a priest in the temple, he would sleep in the temple as well. So come over here. Thank you. Oh, you don't have to go through the door. Okay. Although you didn't walk through walls. Okay, and he had a nice mat to sleep on, okay? And so he would go to sleep in the temple every day. Now, he also had a helper in the temple, and that helper was called Samuel. Well, it was just Samuel, so I'm not called Gary, okay? But it was Samuel, and Samuel had his own little mat in the temple as well, in another room away, safeguarding and all that, okay? All right? And he would lie down every night on his mat, and he would go to sleep. You're right down there, Eli, okay? Eli couldn't see very well either, okay? And so, I feel like taking your glasses off you, but I won't, okay? So, and also, in my bag of tricks, we have the lantern as well. Let's see if it works, shall we? Oh, it does. Excellent, okay. Because in our, you'll see, okay, it says that the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Okay, so the lamp of God was with Eli there, and it had not yet gone out, okay? And so we'll find out what that means in a moment as well. So, good sleep, child. Okay, all right, okay. So let's listen, okay? Now, if you could put the next slide up for us, please. That'd be fabulous. Thanks, Dave. So, whenever we say Samuel, whenever you hear Samuel, I'd like you to respond with, "Here I am." And Samuel also is going to leap up and say, "Here I am." Is that right, Samuel? Yes, you are. Okay, so let's give that a go. Samuel.
Here I am.
Excellent. It might not... Oh, well done, Benj. Okay, lie down. Okay, well done, Samuel. Okay, although this is confusing because Samuel's there. I'm confused. Okay, right. Now, this is our Bible reading. This is taken directly from the Bible, okay? The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. If you can't see him, he is here, I promise. He hasn't disappeared. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. That's where God was. Then the Lord called Samuel.
Samuel.
Okay, so open the door. Yes. He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli propped himself up on his elbow, said, I did not call. "Go back and lie down." So he went back through the door, shut it, and lay down. Again, the Lord called.
Samuel.
Here I am.
And Samuel got up, went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me."
"Here I am, you called me.
My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he did. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called.
Samuel.
"Here I am." And Samuel got up and went to Eli again and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli, he got up, actually, this time. It was important this time. He realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and lie down. And if he... Don't walk off. He said, "Don't walk off."
He said, "Go lie down."
And if he calls you, say,
Speak, Lord,
for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And so did Eli. Thanks, mate. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times.
Samuel.
Samuel.
Here I am. But Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening.
Speak, for your servant is listening.
And the Lord said to Samuel,
see, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle.
Oh, wow.
Very good indeed. Who's got tingly ears? Okay, well done. Okay, give a round of applause to Eli and to Samuel. Thank you for your part in it as well. Okay. Eli, will you help me move the door? Or can I call you Pierre instead? Okay. We're going to move it over here. Right. Furniture removal in church, everyone. Excellent. Thank you. Awesome. So. Right. I've got to find my notes now. They are here. So, let's have... Can I put this on the table? No. In front. There we go. Excellent. Okay, we've got the lamp of God. Now, what happens if someone rings you? You've got choices, haven't you? Okay? You can ignore it. You can reject it. Or you can answer it. It might depend on who is calling, where we are. I mean, hopefully you're not going to answer it if it's in the middle of church. Okay, maybe you need to. But it might even depend on how we're feeling as to what we do. God was calling Samuel, not by phone, okay? They didn't have them then, all right? And it's not really God's style, I don't think, okay? I haven't heard any stories of God calling someone by phone, but hey, you never know. But we've just heard how Samuel kept answering with his... Here I am, when his name was called, even though he misunderstood who was calling him. Think back to Manda. It was actually really quite hard for you, Manda, to hear who was calling, okay, to recognize the voice that was speaking. But God still patiently called Samuel. He had something to say to Samuel, an ordinary young boy, and so God called until he listened. Dave, I haven't got my thingy, so if you can move on to the next one for me, that'd be great. So Samuel and Eli served in the temple together. Does anyone know how long ago this was? Does anyone want to have a guess? Are we talking hundreds of years? Thousands of years, okay. So how many thousand do we think? Yeah, well done, okay, all right, yeah. About 3,100 years, they reckon, okay, all right. So it's still a very, 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 very long time ago, okay. A long time before Jesus as well. And so God was speaking to individual people then, just as he was Samuel, and he has continued to throughout history, right up until today, where he continues to speak to those who will listen. As it says, God still speaks today. And so God still speaks today. How do we recognize his voice? How does he speak to us? Next one, Dave, thank you. We may not hear an audible voice like Samuel did. Now, I've never heard an audible voice from God myself. I don't know if anyone in here has. It would be great to hear any stories. Manda, Claire, okay? Right? Do ask Manda and Claire about those stories of when they heard God's voice. Because, and I'm not saying that he won't speak to us in that way, because he clearly does, okay? He speaks to those who love him in many ways. Yet there's other ways that we are more likely to hear God speak to us. And I'm just going to give you a few ways that God might speak to us as well. So number one, as he has done for years, for decades, for centuries, for millennia, okay? All right, so for thousands of years, as we've just thought about, God speaks to his people through Scripture, through his word, okay? The Word of God, the Bible, the Word of God in written form. And so it's for you and for me. And God speaks to his people through this. There is so much, and I know you know this, but it's really good to think about it as well. There is so much that we can learn and hear from God through reading his Word. Maybe the more we read the Bible, the more likely we are to hear God speak to us. Just a thought. Secondly, God uses his Holy Spirit to speak to us. God's Holy Spirit guides us and gently prompts us. He helps us to know what is right and wrong, to know what is God's way and not our way. In our confession, we talked about We said sorry for doing things our way. And so actually, God used his Holy Spirit to prompt us. We often know what is right and what is wrong. And God's way is always the right way. And so God used his Holy Spirit to speak to us, to speak to his people, those who love him. God also speaks to us through prayer. As we spend time in conversation with him. Now, a lot of people pray. I don't know about you, okay? And a lot of people pray, and we just pray. We go, blah, 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 and then, amen. And then we carry on with our daily lives. That's not much of a conversation, is it? A conversation is where we spend time listening to the other person. And so it's really important that we remember when we pray to spend time listening to God as well. Listening for God's voice. Giving him time to speak to us. Yeah, we can blurt out everything that we want to that's on our heart. But let's also give God the time to respond to us as well. To speak to us. Because we can hear his voice. And God also uses other people, wise Christians, to speak to us. Maybe through a sermon or a conversation or just see through how they respond in a certain situation. Sometimes it's a well-known saying, actions can speak louder than 1,000 words. How we respond to something, that might be God using us to speak to someone else. And so this is by no means an exhaustive list of how we might hear God speak in our lives. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily easy to recognize his voice either, because it isn't. But I do know that God will only ever speak to us in ways that do not contradict Scripture. And I felt really important to say that as well, okay? It will never contradict his word, okay? God's word, he will only speak to us through his word and in ways that lift us up and guide us gently and prompt us. And so I also feel it's important to say here that God is available to all of us, okay? In our reading in verse 7, it says that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. But for you and me, because of all that Jesus has done for us, and if you want to know more about that, please ask me after, okay, because I'd love to tell you what Jesus has done for us. But through him dying on the cross and forgiving our sins so that we might know God, that means that Jesus is actually, and God is available to all of us. So we can all have full access to him, which I think is an amazing thing. And so we can know God personally, and we need to learn to hear and recognize God's voice. Right then, you've been listening really well so far, okay? So let's have a quick game, okay, of Simon Says. I like games, okay? All right? We're going to play Simon Says and see if you can listen really carefully to me and do as you are asked. Do you think you can do that? Yeah. This side can this side?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, not the back though. No, no. Okay, right. My children, can you do as you're asked? That's the question. Okay. Right. Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, put your hands on your shoulders. Put your hands back on your head. Oh, Simon didn't say to put your hands back on your head. So Simon says, put your hands on your shoulders. Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, put your hands on your knees. Simon says, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your shoulders. Touch your nose. Simon says, touch your nose. Simon says, cover your ears. Simon says, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Simon says, uncover your ears and put your hands on your head. Touch your knees. Oh. Simon says, touch your shoulders. Touch your head. Simon says, touch your knees. Simon says, touch your shoulders. Simon says, touch your head, touch your shoulders. Ooh. Right, okay, well done, well done, well done, well done. Okay, Simon says the game is finished. Okay, now it's important to listen carefully to the instructions given. Was it important to do that? Yes, if you want to achieve in the game, you have to listen really carefully. Why is it important? Anyone want to shout out? Why is it important to listen carefully? Exactly, so you don't get the wrong end of the stick. You don't do the wrong thing. You might be out, okay? But you get it wrong, okay? We fear that. Oh, I got it wrong. Okay, it was only a game. Don't worry, okay? It's not a problem. But in our game, listening carefully helps you know what to do. And in today's Bible story, listening carefully was even more important. Samuel heard someone calling his name, but he didn't know it was God. And the three times he ran to Eli through the door, see Eli there with his long beard, three times he ran to Eli because that was the voice that he expected to hear. That was the voice that guided him most of the day to say, to do this, to do this, to do this, because that's what Samuel was there for, to serve in the temple. But you know something? Sometimes we're a bit like Samuel, I think. We're surrounded by lots of voices, which is lots of noise, okay? We're surrounded by noise, okay? Depends who's around us or where we are, okay? But I'm thinking about noise like social media, or television, or our own worries and ideas that we have, our friends maybe, adverts, okay? Lots of noise of things coming in, trying to distract us and pull our attention away from hearing God. And I'm not saying that these voices are always bad, but they can make it harder to notice when God is speaking. The wonderful thing is that God didn't give up on Samuel. He kept calling him patiently until Samuel recognized his voice. Samuel, Samuel, here I am. Samuel, Samuel, here I am. And fortunately, Samuel had someone wise, Eli, to help him understand what was happening. Sometimes God helps us listen through other Christians too. Parents, grandparents, church leaders, friends, teachers, the person sat next to us in church. When Samuel finally recognized God's voice, he didn't just hear it. He responded, as Eli told him to, with, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Listening to God means saying, I'm ready to hear what you want to say, and I'm willing to follow you. Now, I've got another prompt here. One thing. Okay. So if I put these on, and I got my phone out, and I turn the music up really loud, I probably won't hear someone calling my name. I mean, maybe I would if you all call my name, but we're not going to do that, because there's actually no music on. But, okay, if there was music on really loud, sometimes I have my headphones in and I don't hear anyone coming because it cancels all the noise around me, okay? It cancels the noise. All I can hear is what's going on there. But taking these off doesn't mean that people speak louder. It just helps me to hear them. Sometimes listening to God isn't about speaking more loudly. If we think someone doesn't understand us, maybe we speak more slowly and loudly. God doesn't work like that. God knows exactly what we're saying. He knows fully what is on our hearts. So it's not about speaking more loudly. It's about us making that space to hear him by spending time reading the Bible, praying, being still. So we can stop giving time to listening for God's voice, and then we then think that God doesn't want to speak to us. Let me say that again. We can stop giving time to listening for God's voice, and then we think that God doesn't want to speak to us. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but when you came in today, had you really thought much about how God speaks to us? And maybe your answer would have been, well, God doesn't speak to me. But I hope by listening today, we've rethought about how God does speak to us, wants to speak to us, and how we might hear his voice. And so the last slide, will I listen? This week, before you rush into your day, why not take just one quiet minute and pray, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Then maybe read a few verses from the Bible and ask, Lord, what might you be teaching me today? Listen for God's voice in what you read. Be attentive to the still small voice, the nudging of the Holy Spirit, and learn to recognize God's voice. I think that's really important, learning to recognize God's voice. Blocking out the noise. Learning to recognize God's voice, just as Samuel did. You can ask others for prayer. You can help to discern what God might be saying to you. We always have people willing to pray at the back after a service. Okay? If you think you can't hear God speak, let's go and pray together as well. It doesn't have to be at the back. It could be with the person sat next to you in your row. It could be over a cup of coffee afterwards. It could be via WhatsApp, a phone call. But let's ask each other to help to discern what God might be saying to us, just as Eli helped Samuel to understand that it was God speaking. And then, just as Samuel did, let's respond with humble obedience. We shouldn't be expecting dramatic experiences like Samuel had, although they are possible with God, of course they are. But we should try and grow a heart that is attentive to God as he speaks. And so I'm wondering if you'll join me now in listening, in responding to God. So, in a moment, if you want to, you don't have to do this, if you want to, I want to invite you to cup your hand around your ear and join me in saying these words that are up on the screen. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And then we're going to hold a silence for a minute or two. And then the band will sing our next song. So, band, if you can make your way up, that'd be fabulous. Thank you. We can do that from there. And as they sing, please feel free to join in or spend some more time listening to God, asking him to speak to us. And we also have some handouts as well. So, Son, if you could just hand out down that side as well. So, we've got some cups. And these are some little handouts, and it's the cup tier with Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Take it home. Maybe use that as a reminder to ask God to speak. Okay? Maybe you want to use a pen now to write a prayer on it, or just write your name on it. Maybe you don't. That's fine. Okay? And Ben, could you just hand out those cups that are there for me? That'd be really helpful. Thank you. I'm giving you two jobs now. Sorry. But let's do this, shall we? Okay? Please do take one if you want as we sing together. Thanks, Bex. Okay. So, yeah, let's hand these out first before we respond. There just if you want to do something, but I would encourage you to spend this time listening, a time of silence. If colouring, if doing that helps us to be quiet, then that's great. But let's spend this time listening to God. And the band hopefully will, well, as they sing as well, that will hopefully help us hear God as well. And it's part of our prayer. So if you'd like to join me, put your hand around your ear. And we're going to say together those words. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.